Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, who devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking back up with New Morning Mercies. I'm just going to take from here. It says this: why give way to fear when, in Christ, it is impossible for you to ever be alone because you are now the temple in which God dwells? It is far more than a too-good-to-be-true story. It is so amazing that it defies all normal human logic and intuition. It is the spiritual miracle of miracles that becomes the normal identity of all of God's blood-bought children by grace. It is amazing enough that we are forgiven and accepted by God by grace and by grace alone. There is nothing natural about this. We naturally think that we have to work our way into God's favor and earn our way into His presence. But the biblical story is anything but natural. It's the story of rebels who not only don't desire a relationship with God, but who could not possibly earn it even if they did. This is a story of divine intervention, of divine substitution, of divine sacrifice, and of divine grace. It is a story of God sending His Son to live as we were meant to live, to die the death that each of us deserves, to satisfy God's righteous requirement and placate His anger, and to rise out of the grave conquering sin and death. It is a story of incredible patience, tenderness, compassion, love, mercy, and grace. Forgiveness granted, acceptance secured, and righteousness given to those who could not have merited it on their own. But as amazing as the grace of forgiveness and the acceptance of God are, there is still more amazing grace to this story. God knew that the dilemma of our sin was such a deep personal moral disaster that it was not enough to just forgive us. That forgiveness should never be minimized, but God knew that we needed even more. He knew that after our forgiveness and acceptance, we would need daily help. He knew we would need rescue, strength, wisdom, and deliverance. So He didn't just forgive us. He didn't just accept us. He came to us and made us a place where He dwells. Paul says it well in Galatians 2:20. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I don't think that we talk about this enough. I don't think that we celebrate this reality enough. I don't think that we let our hearts consider the wonder of this identity enough. By grace, we are the temple of the Most High God. By grace, He lives in us. By grace, His power is at our disposal. By grace, He fights on our behalf, even when we don't have the sense to do so. By grace, He works within us to complete the labor of grace that He has begun. By grace, He animates us to desire and to do what is right. By grace, He exposes us and convicts us. We are able to choose and to do what is right only because He lives in us and gives us the power to do so by His grace. He hasn't forgiven us. He's taken up residence in us. And in that, there is real hope. And that's just beautiful, a great reminder, even just like yesterday's. But there was something in here that really stuck out to me. And you all may hear this and may be like, yeah, Chad, we've known that. Welcome, Chad. You're welcome to the party. And hey, I gladly received that. But it was this part. It was in the second sentence of the whole thing. It says this: it is the spiritual miracle of miracles that becomes the normal identity of all of God's blood-bought children by grace. And it just hit me. It just dawned on me. And a piece of me just wants to leap in joy about how cool this is. And also a piece of me just wants to cry about how deep it is. I think for those of us who have had a hard time receiving God's love, like you want to earn it, you want to pay for it, you want to pay Him back for it. You're not used to receiving things like that or just things in general. You almost feel like an outsider in God's promised land. You can feel almost like I'm here, but I'm not a part of the family. Like I'm like the kid that just kind of gets invited over type feel. And it was this part is like, no, we're blood with Him because we were purchased with His blood. And it was just this deep revelation of like, you know, you all have probably heard the saying, like blood is thicker than water. And I feel like for so long, sometimes my relationship with God feels like it's water, right? It's not blood, but it is blood. It was bought with blood. And that just really impacted me. I don't know why. It just almost just deepened my connection with the Lord just under that one line where I felt like I belonged. It didn't feel like, yeah, I'm welcome. Or it felt like I'm invited, but not always very welcome. But now it's like, no, I'm a part of the family. Like I'm here. And I hope the same for you if you've struggled with feeling welcome and not just invited. And of course, I'm not saying that God ever would make me feel that way. I'm just saying I'm working through that in myself. It's just I have a hard time receiving God's welcome invitation of me. You know what I mean by that? And so it's like, no, I am his blood because he bought me with his. Praise God. I'm going to pray. Lord, what a beautiful thing. Thank you for revealing that to me. Thank you for just helping me feel like that was just meant for me. Thank you for healing wounds that are deep down. You do it daily, thanks to your grace and thanks to your Spirit who can make all things known to us, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for being our true Heavenly Father, the one true God. We love you, Lord, and we pray in your Son's heavenly name. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Can you hear Micah playing with his toys? I don't know if it's picking up that, but he's just crushing some toys out there. Anyways, don't forget that we love you. You're God's masterpiece, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Tschüss.